What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Laban, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where we're giving our mega church just the tiniest family feel by introducing you each week to a new member of our church staff or community. They are going to bless you. Ooh, it is a treat and it is a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas, everybody.
Oh, what is going on, Hallie? So nice to see you. So awesome to be here.
So awesome, my brother. How was your week?
Oh, I am having a really, really good week, Hallie.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I haven't really had a lot of time to focus on my teens this week because, you know, I'm actually kind of getting into investing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if I've mentioned him, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman, he is a hedge fund guy. Ooh. But we also do cryptocurrency. Have you ever heard about cryptocurrency?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all the rage and everybody's making just, you know, money hand over fist.
Really?
Right now, yeah. So crypto is where it is at.
Wow. I don't think I fully understand it.
Well,
but
Hallie,
just...
it's pretty easy to explain. I mean, do you know what a blockchain is?
No.
Okay. Do you know what like a ledger is? Like a
Heath Ledger?
No.
But like a ledger, like an accounts book.
Yeah. Like that. Okay.
Stuff. Yeah.
So do you know what like a smart? Okay. I've never really explained this to a lady before, so I'm trying to kind of figure out. Anyway, yeah. There's different kinds of stuff like that, and then also you've got these currencies on there.
Okay.
Okay. You've got these different kinds of currencies, and there's crazy ones like there's a dog coin.
Cool.
But then there's other ones called like Tezos and Whipwap and Lishlash and Pogo Stick. And then the one I really like is called Godcoin, which
awesome.
Was created by Christians, which is awesome. And it's basically a way that, you know, churches can pay each other through the internet, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really going crazy right now.
Oh, so you can make a lot of money on it, like the stock market type
stuff? Totally, yeah, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And I have trouble, really. I don't always understand money. Like, money's based on gold or diamonds or something?
Well, not anymore, Hallie. Actually, money, you know, there's no... money is just an idea.
And, what?
Oh, totally. There's no gold backing up our money. And, you know, money only has value because we say it does.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It always made me feel funny when I would write someone a check. I'm like, here's just a piece of paper that could be a Post-it note, but for some reason we say it has value.
Exactly.
So,
right.
So the cryptocurrency is like that, huh?
Yeah.
So how do you know that Godcoin is real?
Because we say it is.
Oh. Well, it's got to be real if it's about God.
That's right. Yeah, Hallie.
Because
you know, one church pays another church. Yeah.
God's
yeah.
real. But how do you know that, like, if money's not real, then how do you know Godcoin's real?
Because we say it is.
Oh.
How was your week, Hallie?
Oh, I have had a song in my head all week,
oh,
Gray.
Cool.
A song about God's love, and it has been blessing my socks off, and I can't stop singing it. It's like an earworm. I have it on in my Lexus. I have it on my Bluetooth speaker in my shower. I got it going on my nightstand stereo. It really is so great. Have you ever heard of it? It's called The God Who Stays.
The God Who Stays.
The God Who Stays.
Oh, that sounds good.
You're the God Who Stays.
Who sings it?
I think this guy Matthew West or something. He is singing about
I'm a huge West head.
We don't deserve any of God's love, but nothing can separate us. Not our guilt, not our shame, not our sin. Nothing can separate us from God. And my kids were listening to it. They were like, Mom, you've been playing this on repeat. Can you put something else on? And I was like, no, because this is speaking to me. It's blessing me because sometimes I just feel so unworthy. And here Matthew West is using such a current, relevant way to say, the lyrics are, God is running in your direction.
Okay,
when everyone
cool.
walks away, he's Love running it. In your direction. And my kids are like, I thought you said God was omnipresent. And I said, God is omnipresent. And they said, well, what does that mean? And I said, it means he's everywhere all at once. And they said, doesn't that make it really hard for him to run in your direction while he's also simultaneously everywhere all at once? And I was like, just focus on the message, which makes so much sense. You're the God who stays. Meaning when other people abandon me, you alone will never leave me or forsake
so
me, God.
Great.
And my kids
awesome.
Were like, well, how could he? If he's omnipresent, it's impossible for him to leave. He's like inextricably tied to you. So you can't really give him credit for not taking off. He literally can't. He's everywhere at once.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is a bit of a sticky wicket, isn't it?
No, it's really not, though, Gray, because if you listen to, like, the music is emotionally manipulative, and when you get caught up in the music, it makes total sense. I can play it for you. I've been watching the video. I had to watch the video. I had to see what he looks like as a singer, and it's this video full of all these white people having problems, and God never leaves them or forsakes them.
Oh, yeah,
here we
let's
go.
Hear a little bit.
Okay, you're going to think this is so powerful. You got to hear with the music.
Oh.
See what I mean? It makes sense now.
Okay. Oh, I can tell he works out.
Yeah.
Hey, Hallie, where are you going?
I gotta go.
You gotta stay.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
What? Don't leave me in here with this. Jesus Christ.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Abraham visited Sarah's nanny. Our guest today is a visiting nanny. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Castrin Bugason.
Yeah, hi everyone. How's it going? Well, I'm so excited to be here. This is like so cool. Okay, yeah. Okay.
This is lovely.
Oh, Castrin, it is really nice to see you. And just to give everybody a sense of both that accent that you've got, tell us where you're from and how you ended up in Indianapolis.
Yeah, okay, that's a great question. Yeah, okay. My name is Castrin Bugason. I am from Haugesund, Norway. It's a small, really cool town in the northern kind of middle valley part of Norway. There is a lot of mountains and not a lot of sun. And we also has many, many sheep and many, many cows. And there is old sheep and young sheep and not that many people. So, you know, I'm just 24 years old, and I said, you know, before I go settle down in my town and, you know, marry some of the five guys that I know, that's five guys that maybe I can choose from. It's a lot of good ones, but just five. So I said, you know, I want to go out and see the world. So I thought, yeah, I'm going to go sign up to go see the USA. I'm going to do a good job doing a nanny. You call it nanny job, but in, you know, the form I was filling out, they call it au pair. That's a French word. Ooh, yeah, I know you guys doesn't like that. USA, I know. You know, I signed up for the au pair job, and I was thinking, okay, yeah, I guess I go to like LA and gonna meet some Kardashian, or like New York City, gonna meet some, like, who's living in New York City? You know, some cool, really tall guys that play basketball or something like that, you know? But instead, right. Oh, whoa, I got the best thing. I got to go to Indiana.
Yeah. Right. The heartland.
I mean, to me, this is, you know, I'm working for the au pair, yeah, for just Steve.
Oh, right. So you were Steve's, you're the au pair for Steve's daughter's kids, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and so I just, you know, take the children and I take them to the woods and, you know, we go walk around and have a nice time. You know, I make them some snacks and yeah, it's a nice, you know, but then I get to hang out and just really find out about the American culture in a way that I think is more the Indiana American culture.
That's so, you know, cool
that they doesn't really talk about, but is, I think, the real USA, and I really, really am liking it so far.
Oh, that is so cool. And for anyone who's new to the pad, Steve is our lead pastor of Twin Hills Community Church, and he's the founder of this church, and we don't call him a celebrity, but I mean, I feel like it goes the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, and then Steve. And so I just feel like you're so lucky. I mean, you get to actually be around him and be in his presence. I mean, a lot of people don't ever even get to meet him.
No, I think that I really hit a really big jackpot when I got to work for the Steve family, because, you know, they have so many cars, they have so many boats, and, you know, he is really rich in this life, you know, he told me, but that's because it's just going to be a little bit of a trailer for the movie of his life after this life.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I think that is so inspiring because I did see you. Did Steve give you that car that you're driving to use while you're here?
Yes. That is my lime green Kia Rio. That's right.
Wow.
It is so... Did you pick that out?
Yeah, I did a really practical thing. I was just did on the Google search, just the kind of car that is the least likely to get crashed into because, you know, I'm carrying the children.
Okay.
And a lime green car, nobody gonna not see that car.
That's good thinking, yeah.
Yeah, people gonna stop, take a look at that car. And, you know, it's like, as Steve said, it's like the seas is parting for my lime green Kia Rio because everybody stopped to see where it go. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
So how did you end up? I mean, this must be a God thing because, you know, out of all the people that were applying to be an au pair for Steve, you got picked. And then did you know Jesus and Christ specifically before you came here? Or I guess I'm assuming that, you know, you're over there in the Scandinavian area and they're not really on fire for Christ, probably because it's so cold. But did you know about Jesus before you got here?
You know what's crazy is that I kind of like knew a little bit about Jesus. Like I see him on the cross, you know, and you go around and all that. But so I was thinking, gosh, that's a lame guy. You know, what a sad guy. He's stuck up on this place and everyone's like, what are they thinking about? They like this guy, but it's like there's a dead guy in this cross and that's what everyone's freaking out about. But you know what's so cool is that Steve, he says, hey, that's the credits of this awesome movie I'm going to teach you about. And that is Jesus, you know, the whole life of Jesus. And, you know, I think that I'm really lucky to be here and really understand. I'm something that I found out a lot about myself from America, and it's that I was a non-believer.
Oh, really?
I was going to go to a really bad place.
Yeah.
I have a nice life now. Wow, I was going to be on fire. I was going to go someplace that it was, Steve told me, if I hadn't been sent to Indiana, it was going to be like I fell on, you know, 1,000 swords in my eyeballs.
Yeah.
And my skin falls off. It's melting. And, you know, then they put it in my mouth. They put things in my anus. I don't know. Just bad, bad things.
Yeah. That's exactly what would happen. And you know what? I also think it's a God thing that you ended up in Indianapolis rather than like, say, a New York or LA, because here's the thing. Those are wicked places because there's such sin has such a stronghold in those places. People don't even realize that they are living in such wicked, wicked sin and they would have dragged you into it.
Yeah, that's really true about that because, you know, I'm going to have an honest time with you right now. I was a little bit upset because I said, you know, what the heck is this in Indianapolis? I can't say that. I said, I want to go have pizza in New York.
Right.
I want to go do surfing in LA, but really what I want, that is like this, I want, how do I even compare it? It's saying like, whoa, I wanted to get slapped in the face, I guess, you know, but now I am drinking from the water of Christ.
Yeah.
Right.
And I am really understanding that this life is, this is not really what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We got to do, we are just standing at the ticket booth in the gates to heaven.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So you're going to have fun in the line or you're going to have fun in the park?
That's right. And you know what you would not have in New York or LA? You wouldn't have a neon green Kia. I'll tell you that right now, because you can't even drive in New York or in LA because there's too much traffic.
Or just real relationships, you know. You know, I wanted to ask, you know, so you're with the kids in, Steve's daughter, Kasia, is the, you know, probably with the kids some. You're with the kids some. What are you finding to do in your spare time when you've got some time off that you're loving about being in the USA?
I mean, really, I think that, you know, I'm hearing a lot of Christian rock.
Cool.
That is really cool. Wow, because, you know, Christian rock, I thought that Coldplay was awesome. Coldplay, what's that guy singing about? Gwyneth Paltrow? No, thanks.
Uh-huh. Right.
But now this is like a Coldplay, but about sort of like, you know, my ticket to heaven about the hottest guy I know, the hottest guy we all know,
yeah.
the hottest guy that was sitting on the cross the whole time
yes.
that I was thinking is the loser guy,
yes.
but he is the best guy.
Yeah.
So
yes.
that's one of the things that I'm doing.
Have you met any friends your own age?
You know, there is a wonderful girl. Her name is Taylor, and she is really nice. And she was telling me, you know, she's not from Norway. There's no Taylor in Norway, but she is also from a place that in her heart was full of valleys and darkness.
Okay.
And I think she went to a college called Smith's College, and she was living in a girl's dorm, and she was not saying, hey, where's the boy's dorm?
Right.
I want to sleep in that dorm.
Oh,
you know what I'm meaning?
No.
Yeah. She was doing the Ellen show. But that was her life.
Oh, no.
It was not funny. It was not dancing. It was full of bad, bad things.
Okay.
Right. So when two girls are missing a guy, it's not just a bunch of slick moves in cool sneakers, is it?
Yeah. So, you know, Steve was telling me he thinks that I'm a great person for Taylor to meet because, like, hey, I come from a town where there's five guys. And that's the only guys that, you know, I have a choice. But I feel like, wow, I feel really rich. And I think like, wow, I can teach these guys about Jesus. And, you know, I don't care about their face. I don't care about their personality. I just care they have a penis. And, you know, that's, oh, I don't know if I should say that. But to me, you know, Scandinavians, we're good with bodies and, you know,
okay.
all that.
Really?
But, you know, that's the most important part, right? I find a man and we get together and we make future, the future
right.
for, you know, and the thing is that Taylor, I don't know, she was a broken person.
So what was the thing about the Ellen show? Taylor was on the Ellen show? What's with Ellen?
Well, Ellen is, you know,
yeah.
everyone loves Ellen. She has such cute sneakers and she's such a good dancer and has such a fun attitude.
Sorry, guys, I've got to break something to you. That's not what I was saying about Ellen. Yeah, sure, she's kind of dancing. But, you know, in Norway, as they say, she's the type of woman that she stores the firewood with the bark facing down. Okay, you know, they say that she is the type of, in Norway, they say, when she eats the boiled sheep's head, she is not looking below. She's supposed to spit the eyeball out, and she keep the eyeball in her mouth.
Ew.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
She is the one that when she goes to cut her husband's hair, she says, "This is not my husband," and then she cut her own hair like that man that was supposed to be the husband.
You know, I just don't know if we'll really get to the bottom of this. You know, this is so great, you know, Castrin, that you found, though, a friend. You're with this amazing family that is loving God and loving Christ and loving you to Christ, which I just think is so amazing. You know, something that I've always wondered is, how do you plan on bringing the gospel back to Norway when you go? Because I think it's just so important, even though there's five guys there, maybe those five guys really need to know about the good news. And so how are you planning on doing that? Or do you have any ideas?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
Know, because even when you was telling me all the things that I love, and that is so awesome of me that I does love those things. But, you know, I got to say, in Norway, they doesn't love anything. Like, you can't even say you love cheese.
Oh.
You know, in Norway, there is like, when people ask you how you're doing, the best you can be doing is okay. And then there is not that okay. There is bad and there's very bad.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's so, you know, I think that it's really going to be, I'm going to have to do something to start some sort of revolution. And I think that is, I'm not really kind of a singer sort of thing, but, you know, when I was listening to that Uses Coldplay, I was thinking, yeah, okay, this is maybe going to be my secret sauce, you know, because there's some sort of, there's like Norwegian death metal and that sort of thing. And I don't know, you know, I think that, maybe I have to, I really got to kind of, maybe I'm going to tell them a lot about hell.
Oh, so they may be going to respond more to that.
Yeah, because usually you have to sort of say, yeah, you have to do the bad thing first, because people doesn't think anything's ever going to be that good. So maybe first I'm going to tell them this is going to get really bad.
What do your parents do in Norway?
Yeah, my mother Inger, she makes what do you call it? The false tooth.
Oh,
the
wow.
gold false tooth.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, she makes wow. she
so
makes
she has
gold
a false tooth shop.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, my father, Gunnar, he does just a lot of things with the sheep.
Okay.
You know, we have sheep, he kills sheep, he take the, you know, the wools from the sheep, you know, he makes sure that the sheep stay on our property and not going to the neighbor's property. He makes sure that, you know, the sheep that you have on your property is your sheep and not the neighbor's sheep. He also does the design. It's just you take a spray paint and then you do an orange dot on your sheep and the other family does a purple dot, you know, that kind of. So he is the one that says, okay, you know, your Bergstrom's going to have a pink dot, you know, the Ostenshaw's going to have a blue dot for their sheep, that kind of thing, yeah.
The other day, and I did want to ask you about this because it was such a striking image, Kastrin. I saw you out on the ice of the retention pond, and it seemed like you had some of the kids that your nanny there with you, and you had gone out onto the ice, and you were sort of, I don't know what you called that thing, you were wearing sort of a black cloak or something. What was it that you, were you teaching them some sort of Norwegian thing? I was just curious because it, and especially with the torch and things like that, I just, you know, was kind of curious.
Yeah, that was, you know, I was just trying to see if maybe summer could come a little bit sooner. Yes, it's a sort of, you know, that's a thing that we do, you know, it's you know, it was not necessarily the right thing to do because it was taking in a little bit of some of the things that the Vikings used to do. But, you know, the kids were saying that they wanted to have ice cream. And I said, listen, you can't have ice cream in the middle of winter. And they wasn't having it. And I, what can I say? I'm a bit of a softie. So I said, you know, I am Norwegian. I have some rules. So, you know, I can't just say, okay, yeah, we're going to have ice cream in the middle of winter. I think that they call that a hat on a hat. So I said, okay, let's do, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to do what I can only do. That is sort of a old Viking pagan ritual to try and put an end to the cold weather season by, you know, invoking some of the gods that are lying asleep in Valhalla.
Now, Kastrin, you mentioned cheese earlier, and I don't know hardly a single thing about Norway, but it just, I'm so curious about other cultures. And here in America, we have multiple kinds of cheese. We have American cheese, of course. We have Velveeta cheese. You can get a Colby Jack. You can get a sharp cheddar. You can get a medium cheddar. You can get a Swiss. You can get a Monterey. Now, what kind of cheese do they have in Norway, if at all?
Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful question. Yeah, that's a really simple answer. We have two kind of cheese. The first kind of cheese is the most popular sort of cheese. It's called Brunost. That is English for, it's Norwegian for a brown cheese.
Okay.
Wow.
And we call it a brown cheese because it is the color brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And you know, it's not even necessarily what, it's really not really a cheese because Norway is one of the richest country in the world, but we used to be one of the poorest. So it's actually like a leftover from the cheese.
Okay.
It's like a cheese droppings. It's a brown, it's like a brown goo that comes from the goat's milk. And it's kind of like after you drink, I don't know how you describe it, but it's almost like after you drink the goat's milk and then there's like maybe some part that's no good. Well, you boil that and it becomes brown and sticky. And then we just call it brown cheese. That
okay.
is very good. It's very sweet. It
Sounds
doesn't
delicious.
Taste anything like the cheese that you have in the USA. And we put it on things like meatballs and waffles. And yes, you know, sometimes a little cracker with some butter. And yeah, that's the Brunost. Then the other cheese is called the Jarlsberg cheese. It's like a Swiss cheese, except there's a lot less flavor. It is like less holes, less yellow, and less flavor. Yeah. It tastes like, you know, when you have like a sticky glue when you're making like you pasting some photos in an album.
Yeah.
A sticky glue. And you know, there's sometimes when you rub it in a ball.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like, if you eat that, that's kind of like the taste of this Jasper cheese.
Oh, I have eaten glue. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so, and yeah. I guess my other follow-up, for those at home can't see this, but you've been eating this whole time, I guess, what are those small sort of fish in a jar that you've brought with you?
Munching on.
Yeah, this is a special kind of Christmas anchovy that we put in a tomato sauce.
Okay.
Then there's this other one that I've been hiding in my pocket, and that is a special type of herring that we have. This is it's a kind of like variety pack of herring. We have some herring that's in a mustard sauce, some herring that is just in herring sauce. That's a herring that's boiled down and then you just turn it into a sauce. So it's like herring in a herring. And then I have this other one that is called lutefisk, and that is a dried cod that has been sitting on a stick outside in the wintertime for months and months. And then you make it mushy like a yellow?
Jello. Okay.
Yeah. And you soak it in something called lye. That's kind of like what you use to burn the candles.
Right.
Like if you have an old oil lamp, yeah, you just put it in there. It's really yummy.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
Sounds... It definitely sounds like something. Like something.
Yeah, and it's fascinating that Norway's one of the richest countries. That's so cool. I was going to say, I was assuming you got to America and were just so impressed with things like our progressive sort of, you know, we're a cutting edge country, you know, recycling and all that stuff. And but look, I was going to ask, because my kids, speaking of recycling, my kids are all into this girl, Greta something, who is all worried about the planet. Is she from there?
No, she is from a country called Sweden, and Sweden is a bad place. It is like if you take all of Norway, that is beautiful mountains and fjords, and you just flatten all the mountains and you scare away all the sheep, and you take all the beautiful fjords, and then you put so much salt that it's not a fjord, it's just kind of a yucky ocean. Mm. That is Sweden.
Well, maybe that's what she's so mad about.
They have a lot of clogs. And that is a shoe that hurts your foot, and you cannot go hiking, you cannot go running, you can only walk from your bedroom to the bathroom, and that's all the Swedish people do.
Wow. Well, now I can see why Greta's so angry and trying to come over here and give all the male politicians peace of her mind, is because her feet hurt.
Right.
Yeah, I think that she, you know, she's thinking about this world a lot of the time, but I think really she is so angry that she is Swedish and she don't know how to say that. So instead of saying, I'm so angry I was born in Sweden, why am I here? She's saying, hey, I got a problem with you. I got a problem with you. You know, I'm like, hey, Greta, why don't you find Jesus and you find that you want to get out of Sweden?
Yeah, and if she realizes that we are not made for this world, we're made for the next world, it doesn't really matter what we do to this place, because this is not our home. Heaven is our home, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. I was like, she was taking what, a little sailboat across the ocean? I was like, Greta, you get in an airplane, you go as fast as you can. That's what Steve told me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you were saying earlier that if somebody asks you when you're in Norway, how you doing, you have to say just okay, bad, or excruciating torment, basically.
Yeah, there's also not so great. Don't forget, there's also, yeah, not so great.
And it was making me think, because I met a kid, exchange student, one of my son's friends from Indonesia. He said the greeting in Indonesia isn't, how are you? The greeting there is, where are you going? So whenever you run into someone, you say, where are you going? And they're all keeping track of each other all the time. Is that, what's the greeting, what's the thing in Norway? What do you say to each other?
Oh, yeah, we say, we're on Gorda. That's just, how are you doing?
So same as here.
I love that though, Hallie. It would be so fun to say, where are you going? And Christians, as we would be able to always be saying, well, I'm going to heaven.
Yes, that would be so awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. And then that would be a great way to also, you know, kind of be like, yeah, and where are you going? Okay.
I'll tell you where you're going. You're going straight to the fiery pits of hell where you will burn for all eternity but never be consumed unless you bow down before Jesus. Now, Kestren, I was wondering, you said you come from a village with five guys. How many gals are in your village?
You know, that's a funny question. There is the ones that I, there is kind of like eight, I think there's about eight women. So, you know, sometimes, you know, what usually has to happen in this kind of scenario is that we have to have, it's kind of like a version of a Viking fight for the guy.
Okay.
Okay. That and so only, violent. So only five, so three girls are just going to have to be spinsters or what?
Yeah. Yes. You know, they're just going to have to do is just be with the sheep and not with the guy. Yeah. And yeah, that's how it is until, you know, someone dies. That's,
well, it, you know, I mean, I know it's competitive there. It sounds like between ladies, but at least you've found a friend here. And what was your friend, Taylor, that, you know, you, at least you have a friend here, which is great, who loves Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go because I'm going to meet Taylor.
Oh,
she's going she's going to take me to a place that has chicken wings because I never had that.
Oh,
and then we're gonna make some ranch dressing, and then I think we're probably gonna go down on each other.
Kestren Bugason was played by Cass Bugge. Follow her at Cass Bugge. That's B-U-G-G-E. She kills me on Instagram. And her shouts and murmurs in The New Yorker this week is hilarious too. Check it out. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.